Now, if you would, for just a few minutes, take your Bibles and let's look at Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 16. This whole story was about adoption, and that's a good word, a real good word. It means the placing as a son, adoption, Christian sonship especially in respect to God. All of that about adoption, and it's the receiving of one's own, what is new or what is not natural. And so if we have been saved, thank God we've been adopted into the family of God. Look at it in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. Capitalized S there. You have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself, or himself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Aren't those beautiful verses? You contemplate those and think about that, and their property is presented here where they are led by the Spirit of God. Led by the Spirit of God. Well, I'm glad the Spirit of God leads us to Christ. He doesn't beat us to Christ or force us to Christ. He leads us to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit of God, as he leads us to that. And we are led to what? To truth. What is truth? Jesus is truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And thank God he is the truth. And the Holy Spirit of God calls us. Except the Spirit call them, they won't be saved. The Spirit of God draws and deals with us and calls us. And he calls us unto himself. And he calls us to truth. The truth is Christ, and getting born again. Getting saved, being adopted into the family of God, and because of that, they believed it, and they have the results of being placed in the family of God. Look at their privilege there in verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If we're led by the Spirit of God to truth, we get saved, we trust Jesus Christ, and we are the children of God. We are the sons of God, daughters of God too, but generically he's saying we become part of the family of God. And we are owned by God and loved by God. I couldn't help but think of some of these children that were up here singing. They have been adopted. And that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. That is a good word and a great word. Our daughter and her husband adopted a little boy. They had three girls, and so this little boy was there in the daycare where she worked. She had about 180, 90 kids that she was over the whole daycare there in Roanoke, Virginia. And this little boy was a little boy that had no mother that cared about him. And then the foster mother got cancer and was dying, and my daughter just couldn't stand it, and so they adopted him into their family. Guess what? We love that little rascal just like all the rest of them. There is no difference whatsoever. He'll get a present too. One, two, three, four. He'll get a present too. But that's good. He's been adopted into that family. He carries that name, and we thank God for that adoption of him, and we love him just like we love our other grandchildren, and my daughter loves him just as much as she loved those that she brought into this world by natural birth. Adoption, what a good, good word, and that is their privilege. Look at the fact that they have the Holy Spirit, verses 15 and 16. Look at what he says here. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Isn't that good? If we've been adopted to the family of God, we have not received the spirit of bondage. That speaks of the law. That speaks of the veil in the temple that had to come down. That speaks of the Old Testament. That speaks of condemnation. That speaks of the guilt that we have. And it is a symbol of bondage, the veil in the temple. But when Christ, our Lord and Savior, was crucified, that veil came down. Thank God for it. And it was changed. All of that was changed. And I'm glad that it was. And that sends us to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have not received the spirit of bondage again. That Old Testament law, all it could do was make us realize we needed something else. We needed to become members of the family of God, and we weren't going to make it that way under the law, because the law is simply a schoolmaster that teaches us that we need to be adopted, that we need to be saved, that we need to be brought into the family of God. And so the best it can do is send us to the Lord Jesus Christ, to send us to someone that we might receive some help. That's what an orphanage would do for some of their orphans, to send them to somebody that really might adopt them and give them the help that they needed. And I'm glad that he talks about that adoption. He's not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. That's more than just an attitude. That's the Holy Spirit who moves in when we get saved, and we have received the Holy Spirit, capital S, of adoption. Thank God we know it. We don't have to guess about it. We know that we have received that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who moves in and dwells in our life from the time we get saved and we're adopted into the family of God until we're in his very presence. What a glorious reality that we're adopted into the family of God. And we ought to love God just like God loves us, and we have that spirit of adoption. And here's the result of it, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We cry out like a little child calling out, Abba, Father. Those are two good words. And I wonder sometimes if you've ever thought about why God used two different words there. And we have it in our King James that way. The word Abba is Syriac, and it is a word that means father, just as it is presented here. And then we have the word father, or in the Greek it is pater, and is talking about the father. So he uses two different things here that he's talking about. Why both? Well, one is, I believe, that the Jews would understand the word Abba. That would be in their language. And the Gentiles would understand the word pater, or father. That would be in their language. And here's what I believe he's telling us, is that there's no difference to the Jew and the Gentile in Christ. We're all adopted into his family. We become one in the family of God. Jew or Gentile, if we get saved, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? I have some Jewish brothers and sisters, Jewish by their birth, but they are saved by the grace of God. They have been adopted into the family of God, and thank God for that. Joy and John Gibson witness a lot to the Jews in New York City. And when those Jews get saved, I've been in their service and preached for them, as maybe some of you have been up there, and they had Jews and Gentiles sitting there in the congregation. All that were saved were one in Jesus Christ. We've been adopted into the family of God. In Christ, there's neither Greek or Gentile. We're all one. And then we have the concurring testimony of the Spirit, verse 16. The Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, capital S, itself, or himself, it would not do damage to say it that way, according to the original word. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. We have a body, soul, and spirit. And the spiritual part of us, when we get saved, the Holy Spirit moves in and he begins to tell our spirit, hey, you're saved. You belong to me. You're one of my children. You are mine now and forevermore. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. And what does he say? That we are the children of God. We are the children of God. And of course, there's more to that. I don't have time to elaborate on it. But if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. We are children of God, joint heirs with Christ, adopted into the family of God, whereby we receive the spirit of adoption, and the Holy Spirit keeps witnessing to us, telling us, you belong to me. No matter what you go through, no matter how hard the trials are and the difficulties, the Holy Spirit keeps witnessing. And if God's Spirit does not witness to your spirit and tell you you're saved, you probably never have been saved. If the Holy Spirit witnesses to your spirit, I believe people who are saved know they're saved. Why? Because the Holy Spirit witnesses in our spirit and tells us we are saved. We have that security of the believer that a lot of people don't like to talk about, but we have it because God has promised us that in many different ways, but we have that security. So if we're not his child, we have no witness of the Spirit. But thank God if we are his child. The Holy Spirit witnesses in our hearts, and he says, you belong to me. You're mine. You're mine now. You're mine tomorrow, you're mine no matter how long you live on this earth, and you will be mine forevermore in all of eternity. Now the question is, how do you get adopted? Well, they were saying in the play, somebody's got to ask and want to be adopted. And friend, in order for you to be adopted into the family of God, you've got to be willing to be brought into the family. You've got to want to be part of that family. And God's not going to force it on you. So if you're here tonight and you've never accepted Christ, you need to do that. And then you too will have this spirit of adoption whereby you can say, hey, I know I belong to God. And I can call him Abba, which is a very tender term, Father. And some would say it like this, Papa, Papa, because we are his children and he is our Father. Hallelujah to the Lord. And praises be unto God for that. We just have to ask. And then if we really are his children, then we ought to live like it, right? If we're adopted into the family, then we ought to live like it. Isn't it sad? I have seen situations where children were adopted into a family and later they turned against the people who had adopted them and mistreated them and talked bad about them and didn't treat them right in any way. That's sad, isn't it? After they took them, adopted them, brought them into the family, took care of them, met their needs, raised them, got them a good education, then they turned their back on them. And that isn't fair, is it? We'd all agree, that's not right. But what about us? We've been adopted into the family of God. Do we turn against him? Do we live in sin? Do we allow things in our life that show that we don't really appreciate what he's done for us? I believe if we really know we're adopted into the family of God, we'll want to please our Father who is in heaven. That'd just be our desire, to live for God and live a holy life dedicated unto him. I like what they said there in that song at the ending, I'm adopted, hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're adopted tonight? If so, say amen. Amen. Let's stand, please. If you've never been saved, we're going to give you an opportunity to be saved. If you're a Christian, or you're living like you're really a child adopted into the family of God, you know your heart. God knows it. May God help you tonight. If you have a decision or a prayer request, something to pray about down here, we have plenty of room. You can just work your way around those microphones and pray unto the Lord. Father God, how wonderful it is that I tonight personally can call you my Father, which art in heaven. And Father, I thank you that you have made available to us through Jesus Christ the means, the door, whereby we can be adopted into thy family. Oh, how I pray, God, sincerely from my heart, and I believe others who are saved here would pray this prayer with me right now, that if there's someone here without Christ who doesn't have that peace in their heart, that witness of the Holy Spirit that we are his children, that they are his child, that tonight they'd settle that and get saved. And Lord, I pray if we need to do anything, we need to correct something in our life that would indicate that we don't appreciate our adoption. We're not living in light of that truth. Help us to change it tonight and to give you our very best. We love you. Thank you for adopting us into that wonderful heavenly family. And thank you that all of your adopted children will be with you forever and forever. While on this earth, help us to live like it. In Jesus' name, amen.